Livewire with Jeff Dorsett.
You can walk my path. You can wear my shoes. Learn to talk like me. And be an angel too. But maybe you ain't never gonna feel this way. You ain't never gonna know me. But I know you. Singing in our veins can only get better. Can only get better. If we see it through, that means me and I mean you too. So teach me how to think. Can only get better. Can only get, can only get. Take it all from me, you know. I know that things can only get better.
As they've ever been there. Now, creating some very memorable tracks in the 90s, now back with new material. Must seem quite a way for a meeting at the Brain Club in 1990, but here they are, singer Peter Cunner. How are you for D-Ream?
Jeff, yes, thank you very much. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Does it seem a long time ago?
I think it's like feels like yesterday. Some of the clubs we've done, I close my eyes and I'm still in the same spot because people are still, you know, we're still celebrating the good times, if you like, but... Yeah, then when my kids look at my photographs of me when I was young and they don't recognise me, I know time has moved on, you know?
Yes. But still looking as young as ever.
Oh, I wish.
did you feel that you'd made it when you got on Top of the Pops in the 90s?
That was probably, and I think it is, and if you ask a straw poll of artists, that's probably the time when you think you've made it, you feel you've kind of arrived.
Sure.
Even if it was a one-off, but, you know, we all sat in front of the box for many years, and I felt it was just so wrong for it to be removed, if you know what I mean. It just felt like the wrong thing to happen, and I'm sure there'd be a place for it at some time.
What were your greatest memories from that sort of mid-period, which was quite a sort of crazy period in music, with lots going on, lots happening?
A lot of travelling.
Yeah,
really,
where did you get to that really sort of blew you away?
I think Australia was incredible, because in terms of a country, it's... something you did when you bagged up all those criminals. I don't know what happened to them, but they have the sense of humour of the Irish. They party like the Irish, and they work ethic of the Americans, and something British about them. It's just, I really connected with the people out there. Really felt an affinity with them, you know.
And were the records big for you out there?
Yeah, we did all top 10 records, so
wow.
We went there a couple of times doing a few different tours, yeah.
Mm.
Very good.
Brits have always done well in Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah.
I know how they are. I mean, the 60s bands, would you believe, Baron Knights, who have been in existence since 1960, go down to Australia for about a month or 6 weeks every January since about 1964, and still go back every year and still can pack out a venue.
That's brilliant. That's great news. I mean, it gives you hope, doesn't it?
Well, you've got some unfinished business and for you and Al. And that's
for me and Al, because, I mean, we'd put 15 years behind us, and I thought it was all dead and gone, and I spent a lot of time thinking about what was good about Doreen. Now, I didn't think the second album lived up to what the first album did.
Right.
But I had 15 years to think about it. Then I bumped into the bugger at the back of my house by complete fluke. He's just sitting there on a park bench with his girlfriend. And I go over and I'm like, what are you doing here? And he's like pointing at me, going, what are you doing here? I said, right behind you. I live in that house there. And we were like, this is just odd. Because if you were a manager or a lawyer saying, I want to put the band back together.
Yes.
I'd have been like, no way. No, you know, when hell freezes over, call me.
Yes.
And then, but just because I bump into the human being in the park bench at the back of my house, it was just like, we just sort of smiled and shook hands and said, you know, what have you been doing? And we ended up just thinking, is there anything we could do? Have you got... And we just started thinking as musicians again, so we were back to that point.
Well, Peter, look, we wish you all the very best there and hope it goes well for you. Thank you very much for your time.
You're the best thing. You're the best thing.
I found true love.
thing. You're the best thing. You're the best thing. Come see me through. I never thought that any love could be so true.
LiveWire is a Steve Osborne production. For more information, visit www.steveosborne.info.